Radio Influence. Podcasting redefined.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums and
Bean. We're a little late today, Frank. I had a little personal thing I had to take care of, so we're starting late.
Well, I hope everything's all right with you. And for some reason, this chair gets more and more creaky as I have to get some WD-40 on this thing.
Can you tell us a scary story?
No.
Oh, well. Then squeak but away.
If we do a scary story, I can do the Foley work of every door that opens. Ah. What is that? That's the creaking of a coffin door.
You want to hear a story? I have a story about this.
Yes.
When I was younger, I was probably like, I don't know, 13, maybe. My dad had this program where he could like record sound clips and stuff. It was like one of the first ones that came out. It was crazy. And we recorded a scary story and changed our voices all around. And me and my sister and my dad did this. And like we had Foley sounds in it. And it was like a horror story about a little witch in a forest who stole someone's arm and put it in a stew. It was just so good.
That's what we're missing.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? You can probably find all stuff like that. And I was looking for this kind of content recently because my new passion is not only are we filling up all of the nighttime slots on the network, but now I'm looking at overnight slots, and I've been just getting all classic Art Bell and things like that going, and I'm going into deeper into radio dramas and stuff. And there's, you know, it's there are people still doing radio drama and scary storytelling and things like that on the internet today, but there's always just, there's something energetically, atmospherically that dates stuff. Like, you know, when something came from the 80s and the 90s, there's a certain type of 80s, 90s, spooky, cheesy feeling that's just gone. You can't recreate it anymore. So I know what you're talking about. There's an authenticity to all that stuff.
Yeah, and it was just a fun thing that we did. Like, and it was so real. It was just, I wish I had it. I would play it for everybody. I don't know where it is. It's probably on some long lost cassette tape somewhere. But what a great time we had with that. And I love what you're doing with your stuff, by the way. I see it every time you post. Oh, look, tonight's lineup is, and you have this big lineup of things, and it's just fun. It's really cool what you're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I can't wait until Uncovered DC starts putting out video newsreels and stuff so I can start slipping those in too every night.
I know. You talked to me about that. I know I need to get on top of it, start reading our articles or briefly reading them. And yeah, because they come out every day. Wendy and Michelle are doing such a good job with the news. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll team up. I'll get my ducks in a row. But I am first running for state committee woman of the Horry County GOP. So
hell yeah. Good for you.
This is Saturday. The vote's Saturday. And tomorrow night I have an event that I'm going to speak to a Republican group down in an area of Horry County and just kind of give them my reasons for why I'm doing what I'm doing and what I plan to accomplish, etc. And then Wednesday, General Michael Flynn and Herschel Walker are coming to Horry County to speak at an event on my behalf, which is like absolutely insane, but it's open to all delegates to the convention on Saturday. I want to be able to talk to everybody in the same place. Attendance is looking really great. We just opened a select amount of tickets up to residents of Horry County that may not be delegates. So they could bring their spouses and their mothers and brothers and sisters and friends and whatever. The event actually is benefiting three or four charities also, and it's free to the public. So it's a free event.
Wow. Herschel Walker and Michael Flynn showing up to pat you on the shoulder. Wow.
Pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
I'm actually really excited about it. I think
you
it's going to be
do some push-ups. Do some push-ups with Herschel Walker.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I think he still does about 1,000 a day.
A half a push-up, if that. I am a weakling.
Well, you can't be. You're going to get into this life. You're going to need to be physically strong now.
I am mentally tough.
Okay.
That's what they say. Tiny but tough. That's me. Tiny but tough. I need you. You have to come down here and teach me some martial arts and get me all in shape.
Well, sounds good.
And then on Thursday night is another meeting. Another meeting, a campaign-ish-esque type meeting that I'm going to be doing also. And then Saturday is the vote. And it's interesting because it's a quorum that you need to win. So there are four candidates running for my slot. And if one of us does not get a quorum, it goes to a round two and then to a round three until somebody does. So I hope I just can, you know, speak with folks and get them to vote for me on round one so we're not there all day.
Absolutely.
And this is happening everywhere. There's an article on David Harris Jr. that was put inside of our group that we're in for Uncover DC News about Georgia. The title of the article is Trump Voter Wins Douglas County GOP Committeeman, Then Replaces All of the GOP Board Rhinos Who Refuse to Serve with Him Because He's Pro-Trump.
So it looks like there's some moving and shaking going on here.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Now, have you any insight into what may or may not be happening in places that are a little bit more on the fence, like Michigan and Wisconsin, things like that?
I wish I knew people there. Anyone in the listening audience who has been participating in your reorganization in those states that Frank mentioned, send us an email or come into the Dark to Light Telegram room and share, because you see all of it in there. Frank, people are saying it all the time. I just became a precinct committeeman. It's happening.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
It's amazing. It's great. I think it's awesome that people are getting involved in the process like this. And in Georgia specifically, not only did it happen there, it happened in a bunch of other counties. Fannin County, Lowndes County, Pierce County, Pickens County, Applings County, Cobb County, all of them. And they're censuring Republicans left and right, just censuring them. Censuring them. Which brings me to a good friend of ours from Georgia who I'm trying to reschedule for the show, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
This woman has guts. So
she's
over
got balls.
Yeah, she she doesn't give up.
Obviously a lot of this just there's not any legislative power behind it because there's no votes, but she's still as a lone warrior there introducing legislation or orders to get rid of people like Maxine Waters, and I've seen all this stuff that she comes on out with. I think at least the showing is fun.
Yeah, so this weekend Maxine Waters did something absolutely appalling. We're going to listen to it now.
Reform. And so, yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes, and George Floyd is waking so many people up.
George Floyd is waking people up.
Yeah. It's different this year than all the years before.
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. This... And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty. Murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
It's coming from what happens if we do not.
It's first degree.
Hold on.
I don't think anything about curfew.
Damn it.
I don't think I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Okay, so there's that, right? Okay, so let's compare and contrast, Frank, like Grover used to do in Sesame Street.
Compare, contrast.
President Trump's speech, January 6th, versus Maxine Waters last night at a protest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know.
Incitement President to violence?
Trump, yeah. No, yeah, no. President Trump does the stereotypical politician fight kind of a rah-rah-rah thing. And Maxine Waters is talking about upping the ante on what is already amounting to wanton destruction of property and the lobbing of explosives. And I mean, this is, but then again, this is it. People don't want to hear it. And obviously there's a lot of work to be done, and there's always going to be a day, a time when daylight breaks over any kind of dark period in history. If people call the squad out there the whatchamacallit, I call them and the Maxine Waters and all of them put together, this is the South African Genocide Caucus. Mm. That is what they are. And if you know anything about what's going on out there or what has been happening in South Africa, they're putting us on a path to genocide.
Yep.
Not hyperbole.
You're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing, like, you know, white people just being randomly attacked because they're white.
It's not only that, but whether it be, black people attacking each other or the continued attack of Asian people. I know nobody's talking about Asian hate crime anymore. I know just last week in Los Angeles, a black man attacked a Mexican woman because he thought she was Asian, beat the hell out of her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and this stuff is going on and it's being, you know, covered for and excused. So they want the violence in the street. They want us to see what's being ignored. They want us to see what's being promoted and who's being accused. And in turn, not only are they preserving the foot soldiers that they have been, abusing mentally for so many years for this moment, but they also want us to feel racist thoughts. They are the racists, but they're daring us. They want us to be resentful. They want us to hate each other. So it's a very tough position we're in right now, where we have to try to separate the operation that they're running from what we know to be true, that most people in this country, black, white, or otherwise, are decent and don't want to fight. They don't hate each other. That this is what big government creates. It creates discontent, and that discontent is then steered in later phases of the collapse.
You know, it's funny because there's a man on TikTok, a black man, who said the same thing, like, as you just said, basically, like, we don't hate you guys. Like, this is not normal. This is not what most people think. And Brandon Tatum came out with like a 45-minute long video about this stuff. I sat and listened to the whole thing. I was glued. My mouth was just like, like, it was just fantastic. He was like, you guys are stupid. Like, he went through the whole thing. And the story gets more. Here, hold on. Here's Maxine Waters on curfew. Ready?
I don't think anything about curfew. I don't think anything about curfew. I don't know what curfew means. Curfew means that I want you all to stop talking. I want you to stop meeting. I want you to stop gathering. I don't agree with that.
Are you going to stay out here?
No, I'm not going to stay out here. I came here from Washington just to be here to make sure that I let my voice be heard among all of those who have been putting so much time on the street. And so I'm hopeful that the protests will continue.
So there's that. So Marjorie Taylor Greene comes out, Frank, and says Maxine Waters is inciting violence. She's dangerous to America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which she is. This is not the first time. So what happens? We get MSNBC with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Do you want to hear this one? This is going to really...
Yeah, let's listen to Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Florida. Congresswoman, good morning. Good to see you.
Morning. Good to see you too, Lindsay.
Thank you. You sponsored a resolution to remove Representative Green from her committee assignments. But let's face it, she's still a successful fundraiser. She has a following. So some say things like this should be ignored. We shouldn't even talk about it. But here we have elected leaders pushing ideals that are associated with these hate movements. How do you feel that the people who you go to work with each day are pushing these ideals?
Now, this is about the caucus that she is recommending, the America First caucus in Congress.
Yeah.
All right.
Lindsay, Republicans aren't even pretending that they're not the party of white nationalists anymore. You can see why. Marjorie Taylor Greene proves every single day why it was absolutely essential that we remove her from her committees. She's a menace. She was removed because, in part, it was very clear that she was going to be nothing more than a distraction. Now, she and other Republican members are traveling down a much more dangerous and dark path. Ignore. That's what happened in Nazi Germany, Lindsay. The supposedly benign, you know, more softer Nazism at the beginning ultimately led to the Holocaust.
Softer
and so if you
Nazism.
Don't knock down the outrageous, racist, most really evil beliefs of Republicans and anyone like this, then we will live to repeat the discrimination and persecution of minorities or people who are deemed other.
This whole new word that's just come out over the past couple of days, it seems like the past week or so, other.
What do you mean?
Other. Like
they're using a new term now?
Yeah, they're saying that people who are, like, I don't even know who they're talking about specifically, but they're calling them other. Like, not in, I don't know. It's so annoying here. Yeah. Wait, let me finish. Yeah. Hold on.
In the future. And that's what Never Again is all about. And, you know, I'm very careful about not making comparisons. But when you have to, when you see this racism and
they have, they have nothing else. They can't say anything else.
No, but what the end is the best for me here.
Okay.
That only one race, only one people are acceptable, that's when you start to go down a very dark path.
Who?
Listen to what she says. Listen to this.
All right, Congresswoman, just kind of drinking in what you were just saying, letting that...
Drinking it in. I just have to say, I need to roll over my tongue a little bit.
Drink it in.
This is something that needs to be absorbed. Give me a moment. Let me just take that in deeply. Hold on. My thoughts are coming to me. You freaks.
Crazy.
Self-indulgent freaks.
Oh, Lord. I don't know how they get away with it, to be honest. I really don't.
No, I mean, well, when you, like I said, I keep saying it, it's very simple. When you have made the investments over the course of decades, that's how you can get away with it. They're now in a position where they hold all the cards, and every concern that anybody ever had going back years, all the people who thought that the people that those who belong to organizations like the John Birch Society and other constitutionalist groups that were saying, oh, we're on a slippery slope right now. Oh, you conspiracy theorists. Oh, you conspiracy theorists, slippery slope, this and that, this and that. No, yeah.
We were right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were on a slippery slope, all right. And while everybody else was saying, oh, pipe down, it's not that bad, these crazies were just putting on a smiley face and building up society all around us, building walls all around us. And then the last 5, 6 to 10 years happened, and they pulled the rug right out. Now they control all the banking institutions. They control all of the cultural, sports, education, media, anything they say. They have all the tools to keep on repeating it like it's we're in some sort of a Hitchcock film.
It's seriously crazy, too, because ever since the Imran Awan controversy, Miss Wasserman Schultz has been very quiet, Frank.
Yeah.
And here she is. Her face is very strange in this video. It is very puffy and very odd. It almost looks like someone like put a needle in her face and just like released a bunch of saline solution into it.
She's always been an odd looking duck.
She does look like a duck. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Odd duck with that frayed hair.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene stepping it up again, unafraid of anyone, just lost her father to cancer, hasn't taken a moment really off, and is keeps on working for the people of her district the way Congress people should.
I didn't know that about her father. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think that that may have factored in a little bit to her canceling the show.
Oh, I didn't know that at all. Yeah. Wow.
Her father passed away. She wrote a very nice statement about him and how he impacted her life and all of that stuff. It's not an easy thing to go through. So prayers for her. She's something else. And moving on from that, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the vaccine issues that are ongoing still. Do you know now they are creating a vaccine to help the adverse effects of the vaccine?
No, is that that's not satire?
No. This is true. This is true. Here.
An Australian biotech company has developed a new treatment it hopes will prevent people dying from COVID vaccine.
That has to be satire.
No. It's real.
How have you confirmed it?
Because I'm looking at the news reporter saying it on television.
So what? Onion News has been making really good-looking fake news reports for years.
This is 7 News.
An Australian biotech company has developed a new treatment it hopes will prevent people dying from COVID vaccine.
No, I'm sorry,
Tracy. It's on a television hanging on someone's wall.
I cannot accept it.
Let's see. Let's look it up.
I can't.
Australian bio develops treatment.
No.
For COVID-19 vaccine. Hold on.
No.
I'm serious. This is no joke. Hold on. I'm going to find it. It's real. I'm telling you it's real. I can tell that it's real.
I do.
It's real.
I can't believe it. I refuse to believe it.
Okay.
It's not, it can't be. I'm hold sorry. On. All right, pause.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Hold on. Vaccine.
All right, so Frank is saying this is fake.
I don't see anything out that pops back. It's too deliberate. Now it's brilliant. It's funny.
Okay, here there's a watermark on here with the account that shared this. Here, hold on. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
I mean, it would be apropos. I mean, that's what makes it so funny, is because it's so deliberate and it's not clever at all of a joke. But at the same time, that's where we're at in reality.
It says at Hamity Anik, HAMITYANIK. Look that up on Twitter.
Okay, let's see here. Spell it again.
H as in Harry, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, I-T-Y, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, I-K as in Kangaroo.
Hamity Anik. Let's see. Curious electronicist, a bit of hardware, a bit of software, PHP developer.
He shared this video. It's tagged with his name. His or her name.
It's not in, hold on, it's all in the foreign language.
Yeah, there's foreign subtitles on it, even though it's Australian news.
Let's see what people are saying. Translate tweet. Where's the end of this? The mutation of the virus is the mutation. Hold on, I don't know what the hell, translating everything. At least someone realized that the vaccine is more dangerous than the COVID and even worked for it. We'll wake up together, I hope. I don't know.
I'm telling you this is real. I'm telling you.
Then why is it only 10 seconds long? There's nothing else to the segment.
Because that's all you need.
I don't. This screams satire. So.
Maybe, maybe not. The world may never know. But outside of that, I will tell you, I want to go back to the vaccine stuff in a second, but did you happen to see this clip last night of this fair in Miami?
No, what?
Oh my gosh. There's a ride operator at this flea market fair, like one of those pop-up flea market, you know, fair thingies where there's all those temporary rides.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those ones where you sit in like the, it's like a Ferris wheel, but it's smaller for like kids.
Okay.
So he is operating the ride and he had just gotten into an altercation with his coworker where he had it like, you know, it almost came to fists with his coworker and it interrupted the, or it did something to the operation of the ride. So a mom and her two kids get off of the ride and she goes up to him to scold him for what he had just done. And he attacks her physically. And he goes after her like completely unhinged. And he, before he gets his footing about him, because he gets attacked, he hits on purpose the ride, you know, like the ride operation lever. And there are people like right next to this thing and there's a kid right underneath it. And this thing starts on the highest speed it can go, flying in its operation. When meanwhile, they were just unloading people. It was like a miracle that nobody died. A miracle. And the crowd jumps on this guy and beats the ever-living daylights out of him.
What the hell is going on?
Frank, it was terrifying to watch.
Tracy, I'm telling you, it feels like witchcraft.
It
really does feel like witchcraft. I know that there's many of us who have found solace in our daily routines, in our what sane bits are left of our friends and family. I know that there's many of us that have found solace and that have found grounding and have found perspective in all this. But by and large, it feels like witchcraft. Everybody is under a spell. And some are more docile than others, and others have just been had their circuitry fried. And the extreme behavior you see on full display is unreal.
I want to send it to you so that you can see it while we sit here. And
Did you see that young teen that was trying to carjack or rob a man and
yes.
ends up crying like a little girl?
Yes.
Gets body slammed.
Yes, is this the one where he jumps out of the car and runs across the highway to try and stop another car?
No.
That's a different one?
It's bad. Hey, I was looking at a full-on brawl in a Waffle House last night.
Personally?
It was in like Georgia or something like that.
I was going to say, when did they open up Waffle House in New York?
Full-on brawl. And it's men. It's all black men and women. And it's men fighting men, beating the hell out of women, women trying to hit men, women hitting women. I know you don't even have the context for it, but you just see this insanity.
I don't know, Frank. I'm at the point right now. I'm not sure. I sent you a text, by the way. Take a look at it real quick.
Okay.
Oh, here's the one you sent me. Okay. I'm at the point right now where I'm like, okay, did all of this stuff already happen this way? And we just didn't know about it. Like the supposed, quote, mass shootings where there's people shooting guns in some city somewhere. That seems to be getting a ton of attention right now. But I feel like these kinds of things were already happening. And we just found out about them more now because they're blasting them all over the media. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is very obvious too. The media, the cyclical media coverage of what's going on with that as well. But it's every day, and here's the other thing there too. I know that it almost invites people, dares people to say that some of this is fake. But always remember the whole idea of always. Oh, what do you think? You think it's a false flag? And it's like no. We have been set up. This is a tinderbox scenario. We have been set up. I mean, if you go back to even the early 90s or anything else like that, people like Bill Cooper talking about projects like Orion, between hypnosis and drugs. And that is all media is. Media, whether it be news, what we call news at night, what we call, top 40 music, anything, electronic media, that and is very hypnotic. We've got that going on. We've got a very over-prescribed, drugged-out nation. We have bad education. We have broken families. Why are we actually surprised at all when we see a meltdown, like the seams coming undone here? This seems pretty logical. Now, of course, it's being seized upon. There's a lot of opportunistic operation going on as far as seizing upon the disaster that is going on around the country on many levels, health-wise, social, whatever. And they're prescribing things that will effectively end any kind of sense of free living and liberty and anything that would have been considered American at one point. So they're definitely using what's happening to introduce ideas that will effectively erase what's left of the country. That's no doubt about it. But it's like a spell. Yeah. It really is like a spell.
Yeah, it is. And, again, I think that the spell happened daily anyway, but is probably much worse now due to all of the spell casting in the places that you mentioned, the media and everywhere else. But I'm watching this clip of these kids. I'm just going to, should I just play the audio of this so people get an understanding?
Yeah.
This is a white car. It seems like it drives up to a minivan on the side of the road. No, two kids come running from behind the white car.
It looks like he has a gun in his hand.
Yeah. The guy they're running up to accosts them, throws this kid down on the pavement like a piece of
sack paper. Of potatoes.
Yeah. He loses whatever plastic or metal object he has in his hand, aka the gun, I guess. Screams for his mommy, basically.
Yep. And his friend is going, "Let him go."
Yeah, let him go. I know. Here, ready? Here. Let's just listen to it. "Are you serious?" he says.
Squeals like a pig. I love it. Oh, this was so satisfying to the soul. Now, as far as what's happening with this video you sent me.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, I'm seeing this fight. Let's see here. Throw somebody down. He's just throwing kids out. Oh, he took a kid out and he sent a mother up. What the hell?
Now, mute the audio because that woman is going to start screaming profanity in a second.
Okay.
But just watch this. It's insanity.
Okay, so now... Yeah, the fun time. Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's women. Oh, man.
Wait till you see what he does to the ride.
Yeah, they're beating him up now. They're ganging up on him now. And now he's fumbling around.
He disappears from screen, but that ride takes someone with it. It goes.
There it goes. This is just insanity. And here it is again, once again. This is the dichotomy that gets me. You're looking at this Ferris wheel kind of a thing. You're seeing all of these just... This is just a scene of debauchery and low intelligence, and everybody is just it completely lowbrow, and there's this level of violence can break out at any time. Nobody really is happy, but it's lit up with those famous bright carnival lights that is supposed to be a place of childhood wonder and fun, and that contrast between where we are and all of these things that used to be. There used to be a time that we could enjoy ourselves, and it didn't matter who. It's just unbelievable.
It's certainly unbelievable and terrifying at the same time. It really is. It's like... I don't even know. Like, I don't know. You can't even be anywhere anymore without having to worry about something like this.
So yeah, these people are all... and of course the poor kids, they see all this happening. You want to talk about the chain of events, the domino effect that have always been set in motion in places like the Middle East, where you say, well, there wasn't a terrorism problem for before this war, this conflict happened. There's always something that happens that starts a chain reaction that creates generations of new disturbed, violent people. And, you know, you lose a loved one, you want to avenge the person who took them out of your life, and then it goes from there. And there's no really good way out of it all. And I look at this, I see children watching adults destroy each other in front of them and treat each other poorly. And if that's normal to some kids, and for many kids it's becoming normal, that's a death sentence. You never are going. And when I say death sentence, it doesn't mean that you might be set down a path that actually makes you more likely to die a violent death one day. But it's also a death sentence because how much of a life can you actually ever really have if this is just conflict resolution? If this is just everyday life, you got to get ready to go on out there and bludgeon somebody to make a point. It's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the woman or what the ride operator did to the woman to make her so upset, other than she was probably worried about her kids and just trying to get them the hell off the ride. But just look at the way she lifts her daughter off the ride by her arm. Yeah. Now, that's either I'm in a big rush and I need to get this kid off this ride, or this is how I treat my kids. I don't know which. Probably the first, to be honest, in the situation that we're looking at here. But
yeah.
I don't understand, Frank. I said this yesterday. I was talking to Helga, and I said, I don't understand why it is so very hard for people to just be kind. What is so hard?
It's not hard. And in fact, it's quite a uplifting, and anybody out there who lives in a nice part of the country with good neighbors and all that stuff, they know how easy it actually is. And this trend, once again, I hate that we have to keep saying it, but it transcends race, it transcends ethnic background, it transcends wherever you started out. As long as you're here and you're taking part in the great experiment and you just want to live a good life, it's not hard. And that's what's saddest of it all, how much of a good life and good human interpersonal relationships so many people have had taken from them. This is all learned. This is all learned. And the sad thing is that the more distressed people are in, the more people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and Schultz, Wasserman Schultz, they all feel like they have more of a purpose in life now. The more that this we degrade socioeconomically, it creates more purpose for some of the worst people that are breathing on the planet.
It's something to me. It really is disappointing. I mean, you've got people who can't even get along with members of their own family. How are we, and you know what? You don't necessarily have to like your family. You're kind of stuck with them. There's like no guarantee that you're going to like your family. Is there anyone in your family, like distant relative or otherwise, that you just don't like? You don't have to name names.
I don't know. Nothing comes to my head real quick.
Nothing like, not that you don't like them as in like, oh God, I can't stand to be around that person, but just something about them that like, they're not the first person you would choose to spend time with if you had an option.
Oh, I mean, I guess you prioritize that stuff anyway, but to be honest, I don't really know. There's plenty of family that I've just never had a chance to really get to know and be comfortable with that they would be my choice to spend an afternoon with. But other than that, as far as knowing them enough to know I don't want to be around them, nothing really comes to mind. I have a lot more of that going on, unfortunately, with friends in the past, and that is even more sad to me, because I think that your chosen family is even more special.
Well, yes.
It's more, especially when they get to family levels.
Yeah.
To see something that was so close and so honest be tainted in some way.
Destroyed, basically. I know what you mean. Like people that you thought you could trust and you really appreciated and meant a lot to you that turn around and do something absolutely horrific. I mean, let's be honest. We're experiencing this just on a political level, like with people we're supposed to be working with. I've talked about what's going on here in this county. And I said, it was funny. I talked to an expert in this sort of a thing the other day, getting just a little bit of guidance on some stuff that I was wondering about. And he said, he said something about somebody that I know here who's constantly being kind of maligned and attacked and stuff like that. And I said, this happens to me and you, Frank, on a grand scale, like a much larger scale. But the difference is that my neighbors don't know me. You know what I'm saying? Like here in your local politic, your neighbors know who you are. Your kid's school knows who you are. You start, people who are on the offensive or on the defense attacking you, they live next door. It's much different when it comes
you're kind of like Bruce Wayne over there.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Well, soon they will. You're going to be taking on state political roles.
Yeah.
Imagine what's going to happen when some of your neighbors see a picture of Herschel Walker and Michael Flynn endorsing you for state politics. So they're like, what?
She lives two doors away from me.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It's always that. She was always so quiet.
She was always so quiet. I didn't know that she was a racist bigot.
She always said hi to me. But people know, like people here know who I am. That's not what I'm saying. But for the most part, I can go into a supermarket and in my neighborhood and go shopping and nobody knows the wiser. But for people who are very involved and have made enemies locally, they could go into a supermarket and their arch nemesis is standing next to them in person.
Mm.
My arch nemesis may be in our chat room or maybe over in San Diego. What a day today.
Oh, indeed. Indeed.
Oh, goodness.
What a day.
Well, I know it's a shortened show, but you know what? I can't help it today. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
But we did good. I have some stuff planned coming in for the rest of the week that should make everybody very happy. So we'll talk about that in a minute. And you have been listening to the Dark to Light podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums and
Beans. You can find us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and RadioInfluence.com. Until Wednesday.
Later.